This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
On September 9th, Apple unveiled the new iPhone 6 and iWatch. Both include a groundbreaking new feature that could change the way we shop. Apple Pay will allow users to simply swipe their iPhone or iWatch to pay for products. Among those already gearing up to integrate the system are McDonald's, Subway, and Panera Bread. We're here with Leyte Su. Leyte is the host of our show Word of Mouth. She's also worked with tech and food companies such as Cover, Plated, and Law 18. She's an all-around expert on the intersection of food and technology. So Leyte, how do you think technology such as Apple Pay will affect the restaurant industry?
What I'm super excited about is that I think technology these days is getting to the point where it's actually helping us to save time. And it might not seem the case because everyone has their head stuck in their phones and everyone says, hey, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are time wasters. But I choose to disagree. You know, I think with these apps that actually help us get to where we need to be, help us pay for stuff without having to do anything, we actually have more time to do what's really important in life, which is to connect with people we care about and to find and do fun and delicious stuff.
A lot of people are saying that people being on their phones the whole meal is actually slowing down service time. Do you think that applies to this Apple Pay, or do you think it's speeding up and going towards the future?
So I think if payments, whether for restaurants or other industries, if payments on your phone works the way that it's supposed to, it actually shouldn't require any codes and messiness. It shouldn't be complicated. It actually should be more simple. I think that's why a lot of the big companies that have ventured to do mobile payments have not actually succeeded so far. And you know,
they're not really sort of invisible.
It's not
invisible. Sort of seamless.
And that's a great point. Tech is great because it's becoming invisible. Like it's actually working the way that it's supposed to. I mean, to give you an example, credit cards, right? Everyone uses credit cards to pay. In fact, it's hard for payments companies to gain traction because at the end of the day, if it doesn't work out right away, you just get frustrated and, oh, well, you just use your credit card. Your credit card works. In fact, cash works. Like, yes, there are good substitutes for these new solutions. However, if you think about it, credit cards weren't around 50 years ago. And in fact, some restaurants that have been around for longer than 50 years might call them newfangled.
Yeah.
And so when we went to eat at a restaurant 50 years ago, we'd, you know, bop around to the neighborhood joint and then we'd, you know, eat and say hello to the bartender and have a great time. And full and drunk, we'd, you know, stumble home. We wouldn't get a check. We wouldn't swipe the credit card. In fact, we would just have an account with the house.
That's a good point. Yeah, sort of going back in time instead of, it's a new technology that brings us back.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Eliza Lair.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.